Hello from the BBC, I'm Alexander Griffiths with an update on the war in Ukraine. Ukraine says efforts to evacuate civilians from towns and cities under Russian bombardment have stalled because of fears the humanitarian corridors could be attacked. The BBC's Abdujalil Abdurasulov, who's in Kyiv, says this is bad news for the people in the city of Mariupol.
The situation in Mariupol is desperate. According to the mayor of the city, there is still about 160,000 people who are still remaining in the city, and already there are people who are dying from starvation because there is no food supplies left, there is no water, no electricity, gas, heating. So the situation is critical, and these people must be evacuated in order to be saved.
Doctors in some parts of Ukraine say they're seeing a sharp rise in the number of premature births. The head of a perinatal clinic in the northeastern city of Kharkiv says half the births over the past week were premature, with rises also reported in the western city of Lviv. Hospitals across the country have struggled to manage the demands of fragile infants with the constant threat of bombardment, as our correspondent Lucy Williamson reports from Lviv.
Doctors here in Lviv are seeing a rise in the premature birth rate since the conflict began. And in the besieged city of Kharkiv, the head of one specialist clinic, Irina Kondratova, told me premature births had jumped to three times their normal rate, 50% of all deliveries, a result, she says, of the war.
Infections, lack of medical help, bad nutrition. War creates a risk of premature birth. The smallest child was born 3 days ago and weighs just over 600 grams. A girl called Polina. You can't take a child of 600 grams to the basement. It would be a one-way trip. So we made the decision to stay with the children on the ward and live through the bombings together.
Meanwhile, President Volodymyr Zelensky has outlined Ukraine's priorities for a fresh round of talks with Russia due to be held this week. Speaking to four independent Russian media outlets, Mr. Zelensky said he was willing to consider Ukraine adopting a neutral status, subject to a referendum.
Security guarantees and neutrality, the non-nuclear status of our state, we are ready to go for it. This is the most important point. It was the main point for the Russian Federation, as far as I can remember. And, if I remember correctly, this is why they started the war.
A senior advisor to President Zelensky says Ukraine is unwilling to give up any territory to Russia to try to end the fighting. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale.
His chief economic advisor, Alexander Rodniansky, said any deal had to be more concrete than an earlier security guarantee signed in 1994 by the US, the UK and Russia. Mr. Rodniansky also said Ukraine was not willing to give up territory in any deal to end the fighting. That was not a given, he said, because Russia was struggling in the war.
Russia's leading independent newspaper, Novaya Gazeta, says it's suspending online and print operations until the end of Russia's military campaign in Ukraine. Novaya Gazeta had suspended coverage of the war, but not other subjects, when legislation came in threatening fines and imprisonment for journalists who didn't stick to Moscow's official line. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports from Moscow.
Since the Kremlin launched what it calls its special military operation in Ukraine, the vast majority of independent Russian news outlets have either been blocked or shut down, and draconian new laws passed aimed at silencing voices critical of the authorities. The newspaper and website Novaya Gazeta was the last established independent media to still be publishing. But now it suspended operations, it says, until hostilities are over in Ukraine. In a message to readers, editor-in-chief Dmitry Muratov said Novaya Gazeta had taken the decision after receiving two official warnings from the state media regulator. Mr. Muratov, last year's Nobel Peace Prize laureate, acknowledged that the decision to cease publication was agonising and painful for the paper and for its readers.
Elsewhere, the German government says it's looking to buy a new missile defence system, saying it must be prepared for a Russian threat. Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Germany must be aware that a neighbour was prepared to use violence to enforce its interests. The BBC's Damian McGuinness is in Berlin.
Mr. Scholz said he would not confirm any details until everything was decided, but that there was good reason, he said, to consider such an air defence system because Moscow was prepared to use violence to impose Russian interests.
Those are the latest developments on day 33 of Russia's invasion. I'm Alexander Griffiths at the BBC.